Blog Talk Radio.
Your keys, you on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lee, and you're listening to the Lee and Keys radio talk show. We talk about MMA, sports, current events, life stuff, try to keep relationship stuff to a bare minimum. But tonight is our first real episode. Finally got over the technical difficulties with the site. So we're looking to come to you guys live, hopefully Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Depending on what's going on, we might have a couple more episodes here and there. you can reach us. What we'll do is on the site, we'll add our Twitter addresses, so that way you can get more info. Waiting on my partner to call in right now. So, but tonight we're going to be talking about a lot of MMA stuff. Maybe we'll get into the little NFL protest thing that's going on. But we're definitely going to do a lot of MMA stuff tonight, especially being that it was a couple big fights this weekend. A couple big fights were announced this week. We got, I think, 218-219 coming up. And we're going to not debate, but conversate about a couple fighters, a couple fights. Today on Twitter, somebody posed a question on who are the top three champions of all time. I listed mine as John Jones, DJ, and Anderson Silva. Pick John because John was the youngest, most dominant champion in the UFC. He cleaned out the whole division, top to bottom. Beat DC twice. So, you know, that made him my number one. Number two, DJ. DJ is so dominant, they created a show to come up with an opponent for him because he had beat certain guys so many times. But Dana was like, no, we're not going to do that for the kid. Excuse me. And Anderson Silva, just because the UFC only had on Anderson Silva for years. And he did disappoint. Anderson Silva came out. He showed up and showed out most times. Silva until he ran into a Wyman. I think Wyman got lucky, especially in the second fight. The first fight, he caught him. You know, I can live with that because Anderson, he liked to showboat. And Chris Wyman caught him, knocked him out. But look at everybody Anderson had beat up to then. He even went up to 205 a couple times just to fight. So, we rolling. Still waiting on my co-host to chime in. So, give us a few minutes, and we'll be right with you.
Yo, what's going on?